the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a wealthy Scotsman named William Graham, native of Glasgow, member of the British Parliament. And yet today, more than 100 years later, we remember him neither for his wealth nor for his position, but rather because he had a daughter named Maggie. From the day Maggie was born, Maggie was the light of her daddy's eyes. But as she grew up, William Graham grew more fearful of losing his little girl forever. And that's why, when Maggie was 15, Mr. Graham decided to have his daughter's portrait painted so that he could always remember her in the tenderness of her youth. Mr. Graham found a portrait artist. He explained that he wanted the painting entitled Blue Girl. He wanted his beloved daughter to pose in a soft blue dress. And above all, he wanted the girl's sweetness and innocence accurately represented. And thus, the artist was commissioned. But this, well, this is the rest of the story. Maggie arrived on time at artist Jim's studio for her first sitting. As Jim had been told, she was dressed in soft blue. But sweet she was not. How long would all of this take, she insisted on knowing. Ordinarily days, Jim said. Maggie scowled. Jim went to work. The first sitting went reasonably well, although the teenager squirmed incessantly. The next day, Maggie objected more strenuously. I'm tired, she exclaimed occasionally, and then I don't feel well, she would say. Well, neither did Jim. But he remained silent, and he kept working. The day after that, Maggie was late for her sitting. At last, word arrived that she was not coming back. At all. The process, she had complained, was too tiresome. She would sit no further. The commission was off. And Jim was incensed. It was difficult enough to earn a living as an artist, without temperamental subjects walking out on him. So, Jim pulled the almost finished canvas from its frame and he turned it over. He turned the canvas over and prepared the blank side for another painting. Now, the paint from the incomplete blue girl had bled through the canvas, but Jim was determined to get his quiet revenge on Maggie Graham for having wasted his time, so any painting would do, just as long as Maggie's little face was facing the wall. And, in fact, it is facing the wall to this day. For you see, the new painting, the portrait on the reverse side of Blue Girl, the one Jim created in a spontaneous act of retribution against a petulant young model, it was that second painting which eventually attracted the attention of Jim's countrymen, and thereafter the attention of the entire world. For that work was entitled Arrangement in Gray and Black. Today, it is recognized among the great masterworks of all art because the only model available on such short notice, the only model available to pose for artist James Whistler, was his mother. All your life, you've known that famous portrait. Now you know what's on the backside facing the wall. For now, you know the rest of the story.